Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books, Angels of Faith, and my newly released channeled novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, are based on my two near-death experiences and the recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to reconnect and remember our divine, eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and most probably won't. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. And as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their absolutely beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. And the Posse of Angels have a very funny sense of humor, and they are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice. Paul can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, just like my angelic family, just like the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice and angel guidance. You can call into the show on this number. It's 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, I'd like to say welcome again to everybody to Angel Healing House. Happy November to us all. Really, I cannot believe, I know a lot of people say this, but I cannot believe it's almost the end of 2015. Now, there is a definite change in the air. I mean, it feels like it. It feels like it here in Santa Monica, California. And it's not just because there are cooler temperatures, okay? There is a feeling of lightness. There's a feeling of release for so many of us. There's a feeling of anticipation. And there's a feeling of where all our diligent efforts towards improving our health, ourselves, our peace of mind, our work, our relationships, there is a definite sense in the air that something will be leading us and something will be opening us. So that's where this anticipation is coming from. And for many others, it feels very exciting as we will be going into November, December, then on into 2016. You know, listeners, if you've ever wondered about past lives and what happens to us in between incarnations after we cross over from this physical world, my new novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, has helped many, many readers to remember their journey from the physical world to the afterlife. I received a beautiful testimonial. This one reads, One True Home is exceptionally well written by a talented writer, Claire Candy Hoff. This book is an incredible account of a woman's journey as she discovers the truth of her own spirituality. This story will keep you on the edge of your seat as you're taken through your firsthand experience of tragedy, love, compassion, understanding, wisdom, and divine growth as a soul being. I read this story with my daughter, and each night we thoroughly looked forward to the next chapter and the adventures that we would be taken on with this delightful, insightful, and inspiring story. Claire has done a brilliant job of explaining the supernatural, our spirituality, and our humanness. This book is a must-read, and that's from filmmaker Selena Scott. To go on the grand journey through different countries, different eras and times, with our beautiful heroine, Ariel, through physical and non-physical lifetimes, and this book would make an absolutely beautiful holiday gift for yourself or for your family and friends. You can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716 or go to the Angel Healing House website to purchase your own copy of this wonderful adventure. And that website is www.angelhealinghouse.com. Now, I see we've got several callers on the line. Let me see. Our first one up going to be 207. The next one up is 901. Let me put these in order. The next one after that, we will have, 904. And the next one is 702. If you are a regular listener to Angel Healing House Radio, you know that the Posse of Angels and I like to take somewhere about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking your phone call, so please do hang on for those free angel readings. And the Posse of Angels wanted to speak about a topic today, which they have entitled, Do What You Love or Do What You Love Doing. So let's see what they have to say about this. The Posse of Angels is amazed at how many times humans choose to live in limitation and purposely cut themselves off from what feels good and what causes them to be excited. They know that much of humanity has been severely programmed to believe if it feels too good to be true, then it probably is. You know, listeners, this way of thinking has seen many people compromise their lives because they did not dare to really pursue what was most aligned with the passion and the yearning in their hearts. The Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that everyone has been gifted with an abundant nature, as well as the free will to create whatever reality they choose. And on top of all of this potential within us, we live in a gracious universe that desires exactly whatever we desire for ourselves. So between our abundant natures, between this potential inside of us, the free will, and the fact that we live in a reflective, gracious universe that desires what we desire, we can manifest whatever we want and to be in our reality. We have that potential. And you know, readers, you know, listeners, we knew this as an enthusiastic young child when we would ask for things and not allow our enjoyment and our excitement and enthusiasm be diminished by thinking at all that we had to settle or compromise for less. The Posse of Angels is saying that with everything being a perception and an illusion that we choose because we are creating our own realities with the either positive or negative energies behind our thoughts, our words, and the feelings in our hearts, then truly why would we consciously compromise and choose something that causes us to feel anything less than wonderful, joyous, and fulfilled? You know, most of the time, it's because someone has repeatedly told us that we are not allowed to ask for what we desire, or we are told, don't think too big because you'll be disappointed, or, you know, keep your dreams small and then they will be fulfilled. You don't want to think outside of your station or your position in life or your schooling or whatever that cap is that someone or some organization or some group has told us that we can't realize the fulfillment of the wishes in our heart. You know, several months ago, I received two callers on the show for free angel readings. The first caller stated that she wished to know when she was going to get a job. I immediately heard the Posse of Angels say to her, do what you love doing. So I asked her, what did she love doing creatively that gave her heart joy, that when she did it, she lost all track of time, and perhaps she would even do it if she was not getting paid to do it? The caller was adamant and very quick to say, oh, that positive stuff, that positive thinking stuff does not work for me. And you know what, listeners? She was absolutely 100% correct. Because by hanging on to her default programming that she lacked what she needed in the present moment in order to fulfill her passion and joy and to create the life that she would love, this kept her always waiting for something or someone to show up to change her situation, when in actual fact, we have all the infinite power to utilize our energies in any given moment to create our realities. And everybody, because of their energetic makeup, has a different reality from everyone else. You know, if she was more receptive to creating a job, and that's the word, creating a job, rather than hoping and waiting for any job just to appear, if she focused her positive energy on what she loved, consciously keeping her energies light and positive and optimistic, and she blessed and thanked the universe for already setting in motion the fulfillment of her wishes, she would have started to co-create with God and the angels a wonderful job that she would have loved doing. You see, when we are waiting for someone or something to change our present situation or circumstance, we are actually giving our power away, as we are diminishing our God and Goddess energy to energetically create whatever it is we desire. Because the Posse of Angels is always loving and can see that person's life from a higher perspective, they could see that if this caller had put her emphasis on doing what she loved doing and allowed herself to be joyous and swept away in the passionate, creative energies of doing what she loved without any expectation or attachment to it, then those positive, optimistic, high vibrational frequencies would have drawn the opportunities and the connections of equal excited energies to fulfill her desires. But they're quick to point out that if one sets their focus anywhere but outside of the present moment, in order for the fulfillment of their desires to happen, keeps redirecting that ever-changing energy to someplace else. And it is in what I call the nanosecond of the now, which holds the spark of magic for our amazing capabilities to create as a divine eternal being with instant manifestation. As so often happens on my shows, different callers call in with similar questions, and the Posse of Angels share similar advice. A second caller asked, when was she going to be able to secure her finances and when she would find a job? After shuffling the cards, the first card that was revealed was the wish card. When I asked the caller to make a wish, she said, I wish for endless streams of abundance so that all my needs are met. Well, the Posse of Angels were quick to jump in right away, and they said, you are wishing for something that you already have because abundance is your nature. And they told her that they have been sending her streams for abundance for a very long time, ever since she started asking for it, but that she missed the sign because she had limited her expectation and attachment as to the way that she thought it was supposed to come in. They reminded all of us at that time that our money and our security comes not from the earth plane, but it comes from God's source. And you and me and everyone else have the wherewithal in any given moment to create what reality we desire. So why wouldn't we create a reality of love by doing what we love doing? The Posse of Angels is reminding us that so many of us have been downsized, so many of us have lost jobs, so many sources of income have dried up, so that we could see that what we were actually doing we did not like, and that it was draining us, and it was causing sometimes so much emotional unwellness in us that it caused physical symptoms to appear. But we now have the opportunity to focus our attention on what it is that we truly love to do. In the former Piscean age, the energies were all about logic and reason and trying to figure out what it is that we were going to do. Now, this led to so many, like the caller into my show, trying to figure life out by pushing, by controlling, by forcing life to happen in a certain way that our logic or reason dictated to us. Now, I want you to think back about, and I'm thinking back to my life on how I forced and controlled and pushed life. How was that working out for us? Well, if we are honest, many of us can see that we might have pushed for something and it brought about a result, but it wasn't a result that was completely in alignment with our hearts, and it was about settling for less. Following our heart's desires, whether it's in love or careers or what we love doing, is tantamount to living in the fifth dimension. Living heaven on earth in this age of Aquarius, where we are no longer ruled by our rational, logical, limited minds, as this is the age of feeling, the age of getting our inspiration through being and living from our hearts. And it feels so much better. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that if we truly wish for magic and amazing synchronistic opportunities and connections to occur, to bring about the fulfillment of our deepest desires, then we must let go of any of the limited, rational, and logical ways of thinking, because quite frankly, miracles are not dictated by logic. And there are several prominent people that would agree with me. Joseph Campbell said, "Follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were only seeming walls before." Steve Jobs would have agreed with him, as he said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it, keep looking. Don't settle." Yet even with this advice, the Posse of Angels is quick to point out that even if we do what we love, there will still be challenges in our lives to help us grow and expand. And the Posse of Angels is saying that the old adage, "Do what you love doing and the money will follow," well, it's correct in one way, yet it's not correct in another. It's correct if you do what you love doing, then you will feel vastly more abundant than if you do something that you dislike. But they're saying that the financial remuneration and abundance that you experience may not come directly from your passion or doing what you love. The abundance may show up in many other areas, one way or another, from another source, in the most seemingly unconnected and magical and convoluted of ways. But since the universe gives to us for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned, all we truly need to do is do what we love, take inspired action when our hearts are excited, and surrender the heck out of let go. Let go to God and the angels to figure out the rest of the how and the when happening in your life. Now, having let go of the how and when of the universe giving to you, by doing what you love, your energetic frequency will be so high and passionate that you will be a towering, energetic lightning rod, attracting limitless ways that the universe can abundantly give to you. So it is infinitely better and energetically healthy for all of us if we choose what we love doing over doing something that we feel that we are settling for less. The Posse of Angels is quick to add that everyone does not just have one thing that they love doing. Look at me. I love writing. I love speaking. I love traveling. I love hosting my radio programs. I love writing books. I love helping connect others to their divine eternal nature so they can see through the eyes of the divine. I love using my crystal bowls in my healing and Reiki sessions and doing angel readings. Depending on a person's individual soul, they have incarnated with lots of passions that they love and would love doing. By allowing ourselves to be excited about our lives and by doing what we truly love, Our joyous frequencies will constantly be attracting other things that we love, like the opportunities, connections, situations, and magical synchronicities that bring about the fulfillment of the wishes in our hearts. So before we go on to speak more about allowing ourselves to do what we love doing, let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller, thank you for holding. 207, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Cindy from Maine. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. I'm very glad. And do you find that you love what you're doing in your life?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I just go with the flow.
Isn't that wonderful? And your life is most probably reflective of that lighter, positive, optimistic energy, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, it is.
Isn't that wonderful? What is your question today for the Posse of Angels and myself?
Oh, I was just curious if the Posse of Angels see relationship coming into my life.
Okay, relationship. You know, while I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that's occurring to me is that the Posse of Angels want us to know that we are not the same people we were last year, 6 months ago. We have been through so many upgrades the last 6 months. We have let go of so many relationships. We have let go of so many things with our work, even our view of ourselves. It's changed and transmuted so dramatically, transforming who we are, and so our relationships will be changing. They're saying from November onwards, we will be drawing to ourselves. It's what will feel like a new energetic family. And this energetic family is coming in to support us, to unconditionally love us, to encourage us, and it's going to feel yummy. That's what it's going to feel like. It's going to feel like delicious, and they want us to know that this new energetic family will be showing up for so many of us very soon as we move into November, December, and certainly taking this on to 2016. But for you, let's see, Cindy, if a new relationship, I'm assuming that it's a romantic relationship you're looking for, is coming on the horizon. Okay. They're applauding you because you have done so much work in clearing and cleansing what was a compromise in your life. And now the energies that you are emitting out to the universe are very different and will be attracting a different relationship to yourself. So let's see what the first card is. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's the Fool. And I'm saying that, Cindy, you are no fool. But you do tarot, and those out there who do tarot know that the Fool is the card of a leap of faith. This is the card of the child within us that allows ourselves to be led by God and the angels. They're saying, let go of any attachments and expectations as to how and when, but particularly how you think love is going to come in for you. Okay, because when we're looking for a relationship, when we're looking for romance in our lives, you know, we do have a tendency to get caught up in the how of it. You know, is this person, I'll go to this party, is this person going to be at this party? Is this person, maybe I'll join a meetup group, maybe I'll do this and that. And we can drive ourselves crazy trying to figure it out. So this card is telling you specifically to let go and let God and ask and say to the universe, I am ready now for a beautiful, loving relationship to come into my life, and I am receptive and I am open to receive. Please show me the signs that will help lead me there. and all you have to do is remain like a child, open in wonder and in excitement and enchantment to see the signs that they will send you for this romantic love to come in. Oh my gosh, the next card that comes out for you is the Sun. The Sun card is the radiance. It's in my Rider-Waite deck, there's a little naked fellow and he's riding a horse, but they're saying that come to this new relationship bare, without any expectations. Come with that joyous, sunny, bright, open feeling about you, knowing that this love is already yours. He's already there on the etheric plane. For whatever reason up until now, it just hasn't manifested in your life. But they're saying, by being that positive and optimistic light that you are, know that you are going to be drawing this also sunny, bright relationship to yourself. And the next one is the Hermit card. The Hermit card is that card of that part of us that knows spirituality, it knows metaphysics, it knows that we are whole and complete and in ourselves, and all we have to do is shine that light from our heart. You know, we don't find love by searching for it. We find love by being it. So that is a beautiful reading. And each one of these cards, two of them have a sun in them. This one has a lantern in them. All it's saying for you, Cindy, to do, all you need to do is shine that light out of your heart. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Well, it has, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So it's like perfect.
Okay. And you know, sometimes the confirmation that we get from readings is enough to let us go, oh, that feels so good. I'll just go out and have just an exemplary day. I'll just have a lovely day. So you go out and have a beautiful sunny day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself. God bless you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much to our lovely Cindy. Let's go to 901. I saw other callers pop up. 480, you keep hanging on, and I am just acknowledging that 951. Okay, next number, 901. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm calling from Germantown, Tennessee, and I want to thank you so much for such a wonderful, loving, open, honest, sharing show. So thank you so much for that, Claire.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, Sharon, the posse of angels are taking their fingers and they're pointing at you and they're saying, right back at you, Sharon, because they're saying, because we are a reflection. If you're picking that up from me, and I'm getting goosebumps left, right, and center, it means that you have no idea the effect that your positivity, your light, your love has on the planet, let alone on so many different people that you never hear from. And they're applauding you and they're saying congratulations. So right back at you. Isn't that nice?
That's lovely. Very, very lovely.
That is so sweet. So what's your question today for the positive angels and myself?
Well, I have met the most wonderful man that I've ever met in my entire life. His name is Brad, and we are having this glorious relationship. However, he is dealing with some health challenges, and I've been working with the angels, of course, and Reiki energy to help him overcome these challenges that he's, these health challenges that he's experiencing right now. And I just wanted to get some feedback if there is anything else that we should be doing to help bring him into 100% physical health.
Okay. They're pointing me towards the heart. They're saying that most of this is it's is still deep-seated in his heart about worthiness, about deservability, about measuring up, about being good enough, and what it's almost like they're saying, what will happen if I've opened my heart fully, and what will happen as a result of that? And he's very scared. It seems to me that he's very scared of stepping into who he truly is. And a lot of times we mask that by creating physical symptoms within the body that actually stop us from moving forward. So let me go to the cards. And what health challenges is he facing?
Well, he was in three rear-ended collisions, and the third one he has two disc problems, a pinched nerve, and as a result of all that, he now has fibromyalgia.
Okay, all right. A lot of questions, a lot of feelings around being burdened, a lot of feelings around being good enough. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that comes out. Isn't it lovely? It's the Ten of Cups. This is the emotional fulfillment card, and this goes along with is what I was speaking about, is the fulfillment of the heart. That he got rear-ended is something doing from behind him, something to do from his past, and the what happens in our lives is like a wake-up call. And I know you know this. There's a posse of angels are preaching to the converted already with you, but they're saying that those listening, there are different signs that if there is negativity within, if there's unresolved issues of lower vibrational frequency, certainly when we don't feel whole and complete, then we will draw wake-up calls to ourselves, and being hit in the back is not those things that have not been fully resolved from our past. It's saying that he would certainly, the Reiki is helping enormously, but for him, there's still a lot of forgiveness work that still needs to be done surrounding members of his family and for the forgiveness for himself. And the posse of angels are having a nod about that. Now, it could be also, Sharon, that you're too close to him. A lot of times, when I've offered Reiki to family, and it's a disconnect there. And sometimes they need to have a session or, sessions with somebody else. So that might be a consideration too. To do the acknowledgement work and find another practitioner, perhaps like myself, to help him with that forgiveness work, because that's going to be the key. And they're showing like a champagne cork in a bottle that goes, and that will release that energy that is causing those physical symptoms within him. The next one is the Knight of Pentacles. This is a card of working hard. And it could be, too, those people above the age of 40, 45, not sure how old Brad is, but we were brought up with, you must work hard in order to succeed. And we're not machines, and we're in the age of being instead of doing now. And we carry that over, and we feel burdened by it. So that could be causing those things in him as well. And the last thing is the Six of Wands, which is the victory card. It's the triumph card. It's him to realize that he has all the wherewithal within him to be healthy and vibrant. So out of all of this, I would take away, Sharon, that he still needs to do forgiveness work. He still needs to let go of the old adage, life was meant to be hard. Life was never meant to be easy. And he needs to come back to himself in some way where his heart will truly soften up. And then suddenly those physical symptoms will be able to diminish. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, that was wonderful, Claire, and I thank you so much, and thank you again for all the wonderful gifts you give to all of us.
Oh, you're a doll. Thank you so much. Go out and have an absolutely blessed day that reflects the love in your heart. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for that, Sharon. And so many times the physical symptoms we have reflect the emotional state of the body. So all the time in my Reiki sessions, my intuitive counseling sessions, I do dig very deep to see what the underlying cause is of any emotional or physical unwellness. Let's go to our next caller, which is 904. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with and where are you from? Hello, 904? Hello, hello, hello? There seems to be anybody there.
Hello?
904? Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. Who is this?
This is Sarah from Florida.
Hello, Sarah from Florida. Are you out on one of your glorious walks?
Yes, I am.
Good. Do you want to listen today, or did you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Well, I guess I would just like a general reading. The last couple of days I've been, and I don't know whether it's because of time change. Normally you're supposed to feel better when you fall back an hour, but here it's like I didn't gain an hour.
And what I'm picking up straight away is that the Posse of Angels want Sarah to know, they want me to know, they want everyone to know that we are in a period of enormous energy waves and upgrades. And so I feel just like you, Sarah. I'm getting like 8, 9, 10 hours sleep, but it's not enough. It's because energetically, our bodies are being and brought back to their crystalline nature, and these waves on the planet are making us very tired. So cut yourself some slack and know that it's not because of lack of sleep, it's because of the energy upgrades that we'll be given. Let's have a quick read for Sarah, see what cards come out for our lovely walking Sarah in Florida. First card that comes out for you, woohoo! You've got the Eight of Wands. I love the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is about an opening coming up, an opportunity which is going to be shown to you. They're saying, please stay in the present moment and follow the signs that are going to be given to you. You're going to be given some new ideas coming in. Listen carefully. Watch the signs around you, because there's going to be some kind of opening and opportunity that's going to come to you. And, of course, the Eight is the number of abundance. Oh, my gosh, Jared, is this the Three of Cups? That's the celebration card. Are you celebrating a wedding, an anniversary, a birth of a child, some kind of is that in November?
No. You know, maybe the celebration is going to come according to what you said before this.
Absolutely. That's the celebration. It's the celebration of the opportunity or the opening that is going to be presented to you. That's a three card, the three card of creation and giving birth to something. Oh, and the next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. And the Queen of Wands is probably the most excited of all the queens, because she's getting her ideas out there and sharing them with people. So this may be an opportunity for you to take what you love doing and having other people foster that inside of you and promote that, and for you to be able to take that out into the world. So great reading, Sarah. I'm glad you called in.
All right. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome. Have a lovely walk. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you to our lovely Sarah, who goes on her walk and listens to my program. I love that. Okay, now let's go to You've been holding for a while. Next in line is 702. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Claire. This is Kim, and I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hi, Kim from Las Vegas. And do you love what you do?
No, I don't, and I feel like I'm in a period of transition into something that I do enjoy doing. I just need to identify what that is.
Okay. Close your eyes. You got your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay. What do you love doing when you do it? You lose all track of time. Something that nourishes your soul, something creative, doing art, singing, dancing, writing, craftwork, gardening, journaling, something which is a creative expression from you. What comes to mind?
I love to do, like, interior design. I love writing. So I love to do creative things.
Okay. Are you doing any interior design or writing at the moment?
No, none.
Okay. Do you know that hanging above your head, and I'm just seeing a vision of this, I'll just get the A-OK from the Posse of Angels, there's a book that's hanging above your head about something to do with interior design, and it's waiting to be written.
Hmm.
And they're saying, don't quit your day job, you know, if you're working, because we all need to eat and we all need to, like, do little things, human things, like pay our rent. But they're saying that if you start, and even if we have a little mustard seed of faith and we start putting our energies into that which our heart loves and gets us excited, then the universe pays us back tenfold by bringing us more opportunities and more connections to do what we love doing. So they're saying, take time to honor, and honoring is a really big word here they're using, honor Kim by sitting down for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, every single day, and writing this book and bringing it into physical reality. You are going to get so excited about your ideas. And there have been many books written on interior design, but they've never been written with your energies before. Never. In any space, time, and dimension. And that's how unique Miss Kim is. So let's go to the cards and see what's on. They want me to shuffle one more time because that wasn't a good shuffle. Okay, guys. Okay. Let's see what kinds of cards that come out for Miss Kim. Oh, this book is lovely. It's a really lovely book, and it's written with high vibrational energy. Oh, my gosh. Mm. See, though, the Justice card. The Justice card is about truth on one level. Follow your truth. Follow what you know excites you, and then you will be presented with more exciting things in life. This book also may be picked up by a publisher, and you may be writing a contract. Because the Justice card also about contracts. Okay, so that's a good sign. Next one is the Moon card. The Moon card is all about revealing something inside of us that has been hidden away, bringing out from behind the moon into the light of day. And I do say that you have been formulated and just sitting on this, simmering this idea. You love writing. You know you love writing. You don't have to take a course in order to be a writer. I'm a writer and an author, and I never took a course in it. A writer writes. Allow this to come out of you and connect with the divine channel. And the next one is the Two of Swords, which is the card of peace. It's the card of peace and settling in on your heart, knowing that this is the passion that was seeded in your soul by God in order for you to bring this forth. You wouldn't be having these feelings if it wasn't seeded in your soul. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kim.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Go out and have fun writing that book. Take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to our lovely Kim. Next caller, 480. Thank you for holding for a while. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? And where are you from?
Candy, you know I was not going to hang up. How are you?
Lovely Tawanda. I am well. And are you loving doing what you do?
Now I am.
Well, you know
yes,
what?
I had to call in and say thank you so much to you and the Posse of Angels. Just helped me along the way in the last year or so, really to get clarity on who I am, what I do, and how I was not being a service to myself.
Absolutely. And you know what? You wouldn't be as strong a person, Tawanda, nowadays if you didn't go through that that trying to figure out and come home to yourself. Yes, it would have been much easier for myself and the Posse of Angels to say, oh, go here, do X, Y, Z, but it's the journey that matters, and you have come home to yourself. I see it. I see it on those Facebook posts. I see it in the settled peace that you now have in your heart. You're no longer looking for that confirmation and that love of self outside of yourself. And it's wonderful. It's so beautiful to see. So I'm just so happy for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our beautiful, beautiful Tawanda as she's come home to herself, which is the journey. It's the journey that we all get to take.
Well, you know, I'm sitting in the house right now, looking at my book being re-edited. She's going to have a whole new face, a whole new chapters, and I'm just going in another route. I'm not very sure what route I'm going on, but I'm showing up, doing my best, and letting spirit do the rest.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to co-create with spirit the best life that we possibly can. And most of the times, we just have to get out of our own way. Okay, so the first card that comes out, oh, beautiful card. The first card that comes out for you is the Nine of Pentacles. Now, this is a woman who is luxuriating, living in and being in this garden. She's dressed beautifully. She's got a falcon on her hand. This feeling of richness and abundance that has come over you, knowing that you've come home to yourself, is just such a peaceful, loving place to be. Next card that comes out to you is the Death card, is that the new beginning that is coming to you is a direct result of you coming home to yourself. And my gosh, it feels so, so loving, and it feels like you're going to be of such service to yourself and others. And the next card, wow, my dear, it's another Pentacles card. It's the Ten of Pentacles, which is a happy family life. It's the highest abundance card there is. It's a feeling of security that you're going to be having. So going into November, they want you to be very observant about the signs that you're going to be bringing to yourself in relation to this beautiful place that you are at the moment. So I hope, Tawanda, that's been helpful for you.
Very much so. Thank you all. Take care, stay blessed, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, hugs to you. Take care, my lovely friend. Bye-bye. Thank you, lovely Tawanda. And, yes, so many of us have been on that journey, to come back to self-remembrance, self-realization, who we are. Got about 5.5 minutes to go. Let's see if we can squeak in another caller. 951, you are on the line with Angel Healing.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
California.
Hello, Lori from California. And do you love what you do?
Right now I'm kind of bored with what I'm doing. I'm going to school, but I have so many interests, and to narrow it down for me is hard. But I love animals. Yeah. So.
Okay. Animals. Anything else?
I don't mind helping people and helping I don't know, certain things. I'd like to be a restaurant cook. I mean, to have my own restaurant would be a dream. I like to be self-employed in whatever I do.
Okay. Well, they're saying with going to school, you know, they're saying it's really important for you to nurture and nourish some of those things that you do. Did you ever consider volunteering at an animal shelter?
Yeah, I used to work for vets and animal shelters, but
okay, but
when they come to put them down, oh, it breaks my heart. I can't take it.
Oh, okay, all right. So maybe that's not that. But you know, you can volunteer at animal shelters, RSPCAs.
I should train dogs. I could do that on my own. You know, I'm.
You
good
can do. Oh my gosh! I just got shivers left, right, and center. They okay. While I'm shuffling the parts,
yeah.
They want
to
they
me.
Want
it's
you
like
to,
so. So basic to do that, and I don't understand why people need to be, you know what I mean? That's something I never even thought of, and that's like second nature.
Okay, it's because you are an elemental, and an elemental coming from the elemental realm, you are so in touch with animals and nature and all of that, and so they want you to pursue being like the dog whisperer. With only about 3 minutes left, let me go to the cards and just pick three cards to see what message comes out
okay.
with the alignment of this. They're saying, okay, the Seven of Cups is the card of decision. They want you to pick one, and they're saying that they can't tell you what to do because they can't interfere with free will, but they want you to pick the dog one, and they want you to start writing a manual on how you would train a dog, talk to a dog, if you know how to have that dog in your life. The next card that comes out to you is the Two of Cups. That's the card of partnering. They want you. Once you do this, then you will draw people to yourself to fund, because you've got the Six of Pentacles, to maybe give you the money that you need to publish this or whatever, or get your skills out there. So this is a wonderful thing that this reading has come up. If you choose, because they can't interfere with free will, if you start to choose to bring forth this wonderful dog manual that you have within you, then it's going to lead to so many lovely other things. So I've got to go now, but I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, you gave me an idea. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sending lots of love. Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you so much. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank you all, a big thank you to all my callers and those people listening. Thank you so much for tuning into the program, for following me, for referring me. And if you're listening live, you might be listening to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive the uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, it's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family. Please do send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And you can go to angelhealinghouse.com, my website, to purchase copies of my inspirational books, Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. You can always call Angel Healing House for intuitive counseling sessions, Angel Healing and Radio, Crystal Bowl Healing as well. You can call 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you so much love and, of course, angel blessings for myself and the Posse of Angels. Please do go out and have just an extraordinary week. Lots of love to everyone. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.